The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned Lebanon it faces destruction on the same scale as Gaza unless they reject Hezbollah. Today, he's expected to talk by phone with US President Joe Biden, and it's anticipated that the conversation will include discussion on any plans to strike Iran. Large-scale Israeli strikes deep into Lebanon, including Beirut, have killed more than 2,000 people over the last year and 1,500 in just the past 2 weeks alone. Lebanese authorities report over 1 million people have been displaced in Lebanon and 300,000 people have fled into Syria. Over 60,000 people remain displaced from northern Israel. We're on the verge of an all-out war in Lebanon with already devastating consequences, but there is still time to stop, the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, has warned. I'm joined from Beirut by Etty Higgins, who's UNICEF's Deputy Representative to Lebanon. Etty, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mary.
Overnight and into the early hours of this morning, reports of further strikes, Israeli strikes in Beirut. What have you experienced where you are?
Indeed, it's been another very difficult night across Lebanon and in Beirut. What we've seen over the last 2 weeks, in particular 3 weeks, is that the armed conflict in Lebanon is really escalating drastically. And we've seen over 1.2 million people displaced across the country, which is, I think, one of the fastest displacement, forced displacement crises that I have definitely seen in my career. We're currently now grappling with many of these thousands of people still out on the streets in Lebanon. Every day we see different waves of displacement as evacuation orders are issued for different locations across particularly southern suburbs of Beirut, but also in the south of the country, where we've seen huge destruction that's just accelerated in the past number of weeks, with thousands of airstrikes, which have forced these people to move. So the government has opened over 900 shelters and they are all full, and there's a huge demand for more to open. So we have launched, as UNICEF and other UN entities on the ground, we've launched a huge humanitarian effort to try to meet the most urgent needs of this very vulnerable and very terrified population group, many of whom are women and children, of course.
You already have a significant presence, you and other aid agencies, a significant presence in Gaza and, of course, other parts of the world as well. How have you scaled up in Lebanon and how have you been able to scale up?
Well, obviously, we were very concerned by the continuing conflict along the border over the past 1 year. So we had made some contingency plans with a very small amount of resources that we had, and we'd flown in medical supplies and pre-positioned them across the country in case of a worst case scenario. But honestly, Mary, we didn't think that we would hit the worst case scenario, and we didn't think that it would happen in just a matter of days. So really, we've put out an appeal for over $100 million between now and the end of the year, because the needs are absolutely acute. And this conflict is coming on top of the already very fragile situation in the country. Lebanon has been hosting over 1.5 million Syrian refugees for over a decade, and we've had a huge crippling economic collapse as well that has sent the poverty rate soaring. 98% of Syrians, even pre this war, were living in extreme poverty, not knowing where their next meal would come from. And now we're in a situation where UNICEF is procuring blankets, mattresses, clean drinking water, fuel to keep generators going, because there's no proper electricity supply in Lebanon due to the economic collapse. So we're really struggling also with the fact that winter is coming. So in the coming 2 weeks, we're expecting the weather to turn. And it's especially difficult. 2 days ago, I was meeting mothers with newborns living on the sides of streets, living on beaches in Beirut, who were desperate for shelter, and we're just unable to we don't have the resource for all of the huge need.
You say a 100 million needed between now and the end of the year. The UN has also launched an appeal for something like $420 million. To date, I understand contributions on that appeal have only reached 12%. It's a very low response. Is there donor fatigue?
There is donor fatigue. We have many competing acute humanitarian crises, not just in the Middle East with Sudan and Gaza, but also with the Ukraine crisis. But what I think is important about Lebanon is that given the huge amount of need here and given the location of the country and its vulnerability to crises, really what we're seeing is crises on top of crises. And this is becoming a real catastrophe, especially for children. The number of children that have been injured and killed, especially over the last 2 weeks, where we've seen over 100 children being killed. We've seen thousands injured, as your opening said. Mm-hmm. So we also are trying to pre-position medical supplies. So it's really stretching all of the resources that we have at this time.
Etty Higgins, UNICEF's deputy representative in Lebanon, speaking to us from Beirut, and thank you very much.